The movie All the Money in the World opens today. It's inspired by a true story from 1973 about the time when billionaire J. Paul Getty famously refused to pay the ransom for his kidnapped grandson.
I have no money to spare.
What would it take? I mean, what would it take for you to feel secure?
More.
Christopher Plummer stars in the role. At the last minute, he was asked to replace disgraced actor Kevin Spacey. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tells us how director Ridley Scott pulled it off.
On May 29th, Ridley Scott began shooting his thriller in Italy, Jordan, and the UK. By September, Sony released the first trailer with Kevin Spacey in the role of oil tycoon Getty.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson if not $17 million?
Nothing.
Then, just weeks before the movie was to be released, BuzzFeed published a story about Kevin Spacey. The news spread quickly.
House of Cards has collapsed on Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, the latest high-profile star caught up in allegations.
Actor Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of making an unwanted sexual advance towards him when he was 14.
Spacey publicly apologized, but more allegations followed. Netflix dropped him from the cast of House of Cards and announced it would no longer release another Spacey film that was in post-production. Before anything dramatic happened to All the Money in the World, Ridley Scott says he decided he had to replace his lead actor.
Absolutely, in a heartbeat. Took about 20 minutes. Because I can't let one person's actions affect the film to the extent that we may not have actually released it. I couldn't let that happen. And the film's great.
How did you do it?
Great efficiency and brilliance.
It was a highly unusual move, but producers Dan Friedkin and Bradley Thomas immediately agreed to help save the $40 million movie. They reportedly gave Scott another $10 million for the reshoot.
Following a great filmmaker like Ridley, he's really the one who made it happen.
There was just a confidence with Ridley that gives everybody else confidence that felt like we could pull this off.
3 weeks after the Spacey allegations, on November 20th, Scott began to reshoot key scenes, this time with Christopher Plummer.
How much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
Scott brought back his cast and crew to shoot 22 scenes in 9 days. And just 4 days after that, they had a rough cut of the film ready to screen for the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Scott and actors Plummer and Michelle Williams ended up getting Golden Globes nominations. Last week at the L.A. premiere, Plummer said he enjoyed working with Scott at the last minute. With decades of experience on screen and stage, the 88-year-old understudy says it was a cinch to perform extemporaneously.
I don't usually prepare. I leave it up to instinct and imagination. But no time at all. I have no time to research it or anything. Right bang, right straight in.
Actress Michelle Williams says she didn't hesitate when Ridley Scott asked her back over the Thanksgiving holiday.
I said, yes. Tell me when and where. I'm there. You got me.
Williams plays Gail Harris, who battles her former father-in-law to save her son. She even offered to work for free to redo her scenes.
It's kind of like meditation. You know, you just kind of have to center yourself and still yourself, and then you're right in the pocket of the thing.
Actor Mark Wahlberg had already lost 30 pounds and grown a beard and was about to shoot another film, but he came back to redo his role as an ex-CIA Special Forces operative who works for Getty.
The odd thing was Chris and I had no time to kind of get to know each other, see if there's chemistry there. We basically said hello, as Ridley was saying, rolling in action. I mean, literally.
Kevin Spacey had to use heavy makeup and prosthetics to appear older. The film's editor, Claire Simpson, says he gave an entertaining performance.
He had much more bravura, and it was more lighthearted.
But she says the film was elevated by Plummer's interpretation of Getty.
Stubborn and yet fragility of old age, and it felt very authentic. And really quite touching.
Ridley Scott is known for bringing films in on time and under budget. Simpson says it helped that Scott had storyboarded the movie, so they knew exactly which scenes and how to reshoot.
So we were able to just work very fast, very hard, and get it done. It was almost military precision.
With no time to return to Jordan, they began by shooting Plummer in front of a green screen. The visual effects crew went to work, digitally replacing Spacey with Plummer. Other scenes were shot on location while Simpson and her team edited in London.
After each scene, the camera department would download the camera data, send it to us either by courier or when they were in Rome, we had a dedicated internet site. And I would cut the morning's shoot that afternoon. Ridley would come to the cutting rooms after the day's shoot, and he would actually see the cut of the morning's shoot. Basically, it was just a continuous stream of data.
The edited scenes were then sped off for a sound mix, a color correction, and a score adjustment. Scott says he was thrilled by the race.
Yeah, that was a rush, but I love a rush, you know. Filmmaking is my adrenaline.
All the Money in the World is already getting Oscars buzz. It may soon compete with movies that, by comparison, were made with All the Time in the World. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.